All right. Well, as we indicated in the introduction, I'm on the line with Nicholas Sentimentis. Call him Nick. I will. He is the development officer for the Hall Neighborhood House, serving Bridgeport for over 140 years. And we've got a lot to talk about in the 12 or 13 minutes that we have with him. So we just want to quickly remind you that each year, the first 100-plus event honors individuals across Connecticut who have gone above and beyond in their commitment to improving the lives of domestic violence survivors and their families. These dedicated leaders remind us of the power of compassion and collective action. Do you know someone from your community or profession who goes above and beyond for survivors and their families? Perhaps they're law enforcement, educator, an advocate, a medical practitioner, attorney, faith-based leader, friend, or even neighbor. You can nominate them to be part of the next first 100-plus class at the Connecticut Coalition Against Domestic Violence. All you need to do is click on the Training and Events tab at ctcadv.org. All right. Hey, good morning, Nick. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me.
So I'm sure the Coalition Against Domestic Violence and its agencies are no stranger to you down there at the Hall Neighborhood House.
Yeah, there's a lot of nonprofits in the Bridgeport area doing great work.
And yours among them. How long have you been with this venerable organization?
So even though Hall Neighborhood House has been around 140 years, I've been here about a year and a half. I used to be a commercial banker, and I retired about 2 years ago. And after 6 months, my wife told me to find something to do. And I spoke to a few people I wanted. I had some time to give back. And I was lucky enough to find Hall Neighborhood House, and they had an opportunity for me to help them keep this place going, and I've been here a year and a half, and I love it. It's very rewarding, and the people here are lovely people, and we serve the east side of Bridgeport, and it's been great.
You know, the more and more I talk to people on this program and out in the world, I'm discovering a lot of folks that were very, very successful in industries like yours in banking and finance, who were blessed to be able to, you know, have a 5 or 10 or even 15 year additional window of time to exercise their passions and their energy beyond their own, becoming a better golfer or tennis player. And you're among those ranks. I'm sure that your expertise and connections within the greater Bridgeport area and across Connecticut as a commercial banker bring a fantastic opportunity to the Hall Neighborhood House to not only continue to be sustainable, but it looks like you guys are actually expanding the programs there.
Yeah, we have a lot of projects. You know, all of our programs have waiting lists, so we're trying to increase our footprint and provide some more services and opportunities for the residents, the folks here on the east side. Like I said, we have waiting lists for all our programs, so we're in the process of doing some, we have some expansion plans, and looking forward to that.
Oh, that's fantastic news. And to be in on a chapter change to both enhance a nonprofit that has been around and serving the community for so long, and to actually make part of it a new facility or a physical expansion to accommodate more people, that's got to be really gratifying.
It really is. You know, people think we have competition. We don't have any competition. We have plenty of folks with needs here on the east side, and there's other parts of Bridgeport that have their own community centers, and our focus is the east side here, and we serve about 400 people a day, and we have, our customers or clients range from 6 weeks old to senior citizens in their 80s, and everyone in between. We have youth programs and after school and evening programs, and we have a daycare early learning program with about 275 children ranging in age from 6 weeks to 5 years old. And every August, the five-year-olds graduate and head off to Bridgeport Public Schools kindergarten. So there's a lot going on here.
Yeah. Well, as we mentioned in the introduction, you know, over the course of the 140-plus years that Hall Neighborhood House has been there on the east side of Bridgeport, and I know from a period of time when I was working in the nonprofit world in Bridgeport, you know, as I said, you guys are addressing, you know, social, financial, recreational, and health needs across your service area. But it really comes down to a place for community members to know they can go to find a safe, warm place that could have answers if they have challenges, right?
Absolutely. We have many services. We have a dental clinic. We have a senior center. We have after-school program. We have a LEADS program, which is for high school kids that are interested in going on to college. And it's a year-round program where kids have to they're interviewed to make sure they're serious about joining this program. And it's been very successful. And we have a STEM program that we started here that we've rolled out to the Bridgeport Public Schools at no cost to them. And we've outfitted all 30 schools with STEM technology and materials and curriculum. And we have a dedicated staff here that goes out and trains the teachers on how to teach the children about STEM and drones and 3D printers and coding and iBots. So it's a lot of great stuff happening there.
Yeah. And you mentioned a few minutes ago, you know, no competition. And that's the beautiful thing about the Park City is that, you know, everybody works together for the betterment of everybody. And, you know, I know that you guys probably have a lot of great partnerships that actually make Hall Neighborhood House a stronger and better place.
Yeah, it's great. There was another nonprofit that had extra coats for the wintertime, and they were kind enough to give them to us, and we distributed them to residents in the east side. We had children's winter coats and coats for adults as well. And, you know, we try to work together, especially around Thanksgiving, if we have extra turkeys or needed turkeys or hams around Christmas. So, yeah, no, we're all in it together.
And so I wanted to get into a little bit more specifics on the programming, because it sounds like while this started as a community center and grew into, you know, kind of recreational, social, you guys do things like financial literacy education, as well as more recently, I guess, you mentioned the dental clinic. You have found a real become a real resource, I should say, in terms of kind of frontline healthcare.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, nowadays we're trying to do more. We're bringing in a case manager. There's a lot of needs out there for affordable housing and mental services. And, you know, we don't have that here now, but we're trying to make, we have a family services department that tries to connect people who have issues and needs to other outside organizations that might be able to assist them. So we're trying to make sure that, you know, we help them and not just give them a name and a number, but make sure that, you know, that they're finding the right resources they're looking for.
So I don't want to let the time run out without having an opportunity to talk about the team that you have over there, because I'm aware that you may have some folks on board who were with the organization either as community members who came to you as young people, or even individuals who started their careers there that have been there 15, 20 years and more.
Yeah, that's a good point. So we have many employees here. It's a really family community center. So we have some of our seniors in the senior center who came here when they were kids, or they have a son or daughter who works here, or they might have a grandchild that's in our early learning program. So there's a lot of family connections, and it's really great to see. And it's just been a real wonderful experience for me, and we're moving in the right direction. It's the one thing about Hall Neighborhood House, it's been around so long, but it's not too many people have heard of it, and we're trying to get our name out there, and we invite people to come visit, and they're totally amazed at our large facility and the number of people we serve, and our different programs. So I invite anyone who's interested to please call me and come visit, and we're happy to show you all the services we provide the community.
And you and I both know it's always nice to get a great grant or a check or even like a low or no interest loan to affect change and improvement to the facility and the programs. But your volunteers are also provide a lot of gas in the engine, right?
Absolutely. Especially around the holidays, we have volunteer opportunities, and it could be as simple, besides helping with like turkey distributions and things like that. There's other opportunities where, the kids like to see new faces, so we can have volunteers come in and to have a half hour, they can come and, read a book to a classroom of kids. So there's different volunteer opportunities, and we just have to see what people's passions and interests are, and we can kind of align something for them to do along those lines.
And opportunities virtually 7 days a week, right?
Well, our programs are Monday through Friday, but on the weekends we have activities like a soccer club and basketball. So the majority of our programs are Monday through Friday, all day, and then on the weekends there's different activities.
But suffice to say, anytime, 7 days a week, if somebody in on the east side of Bridgeport feels like they need a place to go to be around good, caring people and a wonderful environment, they can head over to the Hall Neighborhood House today, just like they've been doing for over 140 years.
Right. There's always someone here, and it's usually Bob Zarenda, who's the executive director, who's been here about 12 years and has really transformed this place into an oasis on the east side. It's a gem, a lovely place.
Yes. For over 140 years, the Hall Neighborhood House has been driven by a belief that people on the east side of Bridgeport and the surrounding area deserve community education and support. You've heard all about it from their development officer, Nick Sentimentas. Thank you, Nick, for your time this morning, and best of luck. Hope to visit you down there soon at the Hall Neighborhood House and meet some of the great folks that you work with and serve. Whether you need their services or you want to volunteer or make a donation, it all starts at their website, hallneighborhoodhouse.org. We hope you'll get involved.